All right, I'm kidding. But there is a major class project in the works today for Michael and Maya. Hi, everyone. This is Jacob. Let's see if we can't help them out. Down Gilead Lane.
Can you believe I have to write a computer program?
You should ask Justin for help.
No way.
Why don't you ask Justin?
No.
And why wouldn't you ask your brother, Mike?
Not you too. The hardest assignment ever. Yeah. We can't do any of that stuff.
Okay, yeah, guys, come on. Right. Cool down a minute. Hold on. Michael, you're right. Okay, the options I've just listed for the new language arts assignment are difficult.
Yeah.
And it's true that none of you can do any of them on your own.
Of course.
Oh, like, yeah. Quiet down. Let me explain. What month is it?
February?
Yes, thank you, Anna. And how many months do you have left as sixth graders? Stanley?
About 3.5, sir.
That's right. And we have 3.5 months to prepare you for the work at the junior high. So, now this new language arts assignment is intentionally over your head.
We'll have to do stuff we don't get when we're in junior high?
Not quite, Michael. You see, this language arts assignment is kind of like the work you will be doing for research papers in future English classes.
Oh.
Now, you will have to write about something that you don't know everything about. And you'll have to tap into the resources around you. You know, not just books and magazines.
You mean we get help from other people?
That's right, Maya.
Cool.
We have to do a research paper, Mr. Wallen?
Actually, we're doing research with a twist.
Mm.
And there's no paper.
Yeah.
All right, let me finish. Let me tell you. As I assign you each a topic, you can be sure that there is either someone here in Coleraine or in your life that can help you complete the task. For example, Maya?
Yep.
Your assignment is to make a strawberry rhubarb pie from scratch.
Cool.
Now, where will she go in Coleraine to learn how to do that? Now, you will bring in the completed project of whatever I assign you, as well as a prepared speech to tell us how you accomplished your goal. The only written thing I want from you guys is a complete list of the resources you used to complete the task.
Fun. Oh, this is going to be fun.
This is going to be cool.
So, now, everybody get out your notebooks and pencils.
Okay.
And I'm going to give out the assignments. Maya?
Yep.
Again, I need you to make a strawberry rhubarb pie with an intricate lattice topping.
Alrighty.
Anna? You will be repairing the motor for a model car.
I think I can do that.
Michael, you will write a simple computer program which can convert text into speech.
Hmm?
Stanley, I want you to make hard candy from scratch.
Okay, sir.
And be sure to bring enough for everybody.
Justin, want to build a fort?
Well, when Dad gets home tonight, we're going to install the new tax software he got and start on Mom and Dad's taxes for this year.
Ooh.
Okay, just because you don't like doing computers and math doesn't mean the other people don't like it.
It just makes you sound like an old man. Make a fort with me, please, Justin. Forget the tax stuff.
I don't want to forget it.
So you're saying you don't want to help me?
Well, why don't you just ask Timmy or Haley?
I just want to do something fun with you, that's all.
You could work on the tax stuff with me and Dad.
Something fun, Justin.
That is fun.
No, like stuff we used to do together. Like Legos or even board games.
I could teach you how to play chess until Dad gets home.
Chess is for boring old adults.
Yeah, I didn't like it until I was older either.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Well, then why'd you say it?
I didn't mean anything by it, Mikey. Listen, I got a lot of work to get done anyway. These math problems are tough. It's preparation for the high school, and I wanted to get it finished tonight.
Oh, the high school. Well, don't let me bug you.
Mikey.
Forget it.
Kids.
How many times do I have to tell them to empty their pockets before they put them in the hampers?
Mom, can I have a snack?
Oh, sure, Mikey. Just make sure you clean up after yourself.
Thanks.
Hey, what's the matter, honey?
Nothing, except that it's been 3 days since Mr. Wallen gave us our new assignment, and I don't even know how to do it. Can you help me?
Not a chance.
Maybe Brooke can help me. Where is she?
Well, still at school. She had a meeting for the spring ball. No, but why don't you ask Justin? I'm sure he could help you.
No, he likes doing taxes and playing chess now. Sixth grade stuff's too easy for him.
Michael,
I think I'll just have my snack and go print off more help from the internet. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
Becca, I was talking to you.
Tiffany, I wasn't talking to you.
I only wanted to make sure that you were planning on shopping for the spring ball this weekend.
It's February. The ball is like 3 months away.
I have to get a ledger and some kind of filing system.
And don't forget the organizational binder to keep track of all the ideas.
I've got it under control, Tiff. Thanks.
Fantastic. Mother and I just wondered if you should be so involved in the planning of the spring ball.
Then why would you wonder that?
Well, it's just a lot of responsibility. Mm-hmm. And we've seen how much you freaked out this year with your mom showing up.
Oh. Tiffany?
Luke, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Who can blame her? After 4 years?
Do Tiffany, not chill.
Anyway, now that we've all heard your mom's, well, you know.
What are you trying to say, Tiffany?
Mother and I know that planning the spring ball takes a lot of attention and time, and with all that's going on in your life, we don't want...
Tell your mother that everything will get done.
I hope so. I really have to be going. Have a great weekend.
Just don't know when to quit.
Thanks again for bringing me all the way out here, Mrs. Morrison.
I told you, I'm just glad I can finally do something to help you. Now, we've got the ledger and the binder, and I think I saw the file folders on the wall by the pharmacy.
Oh, good. Which way?
Down this aisle.
I'm just glad we've found everything so far.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see the look on Tiffany Richter's face when I bring all this to the next meeting.
Oh, is she giving you a hard time, Becca?
She's just being herself, I guess. But I know she wants me to fit...
What is it, Becca?
Joan.
What? Oh.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Joan.
Rebecca, I didn't think I'd get to see you today.
I didn't plan on it.
Becca needed to get some things for the planning of the spring ball. You remember the spring ball Coleraine puts on every year, don't you?
Of course I remember.
Becca's on the planning committee, aren't you?
Yep. Really? That's great.
Prescription ready for Joan Taylor. Joan Taylor, your prescription is ready at the pickup counter.
That's me. It's, really wonderful that you're able to help Rebecca like this, Mary. Thank you. I better get over there.
Goodbye, Joan.
Bye. Rebecca, goodbye.
We should probably grab the rest of this stuff and get back, shouldn't
Becca.
We? I mean, you've been out here long enough with me, and I'm sure you have tons to
Becca,
do at home.
Stop. Are you all right, honey?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just think we should get back pretty soon, you know?
You can't keep running, Becca.
I don't want to see her, Mrs. Morrison. I don't want her to be here. I don't want her in my life.
Oh,
can you take me home, please?
Come on.
Can use a program called the debugger, which is a
where?
Software.
Where? Are they big?
Or what big?
Did Dad call an exterminator? We can't have bugs in the middle of winter. What if they all come
hey,
out?
Get off the table. I'm just reading about computer programming.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
I kind of make up some computer program that'll read out loud whatever you type into it. Like anybody will ever use that.
You know someone who uses it all the time.
Who?
Grace, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
How else do you think she'd be able to use email and write her stories? She has to know what she's typing.
I didn't even think about blind people.
See? You're doing something pretty cool.
Yeah, only I don't have a clue how to do it.
You should ask Justin for help.
No way.
And why wouldn't you ask your brother, Michael?
Hi, Dad.
Hey, hey.
He's probably too busy anyway, getting ready for high school or packing for college.
Michael.
Can't you help me with this computer stuff, Dad?
No, I'm afraid not, kid. Justin's your only hope in this family for any computer literacy.
Hello?
Oh,
hi, Mom.
Hey, how was shopping, Mary? Is everything all right?
It was okay. I just dropped Becca off at home.
Michael, Haley, why don't you go going upstairs for a while, huh?
But I just came down
yeah,
here.
Upstairs, please, guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mary, you look exhausted.
We ran into Joan at the Mega Mart in Lacona. Oh, John, it was horrible. Here I am, shopping with her only daughter. Mm. A daughter who can't even look her in the eye right now. I didn't even know what to say.
Oh, Mary, I'm so sorry.
I just keep thinking about what must be going on in Joan's heart right now. She's looking for something. I know it's the cancer that made her come back here. She wants to fill that hole in her life.
She's not going to find it in the family she left behind. You know that God's the only hope for wholeness, Mary.
I know, but doesn't it make sense that she'd be looking in the places she failed? John, she's going through more than I have ever experienced in my whole life. Now, how do I speak to that? And why would you want to listen to what someone like me has to say?
Why, Mary? Because more than ever, she's starving for real love. More than ever, she's dying of thirst. And you know the only thing that can ever quench that.
But she doesn't.
Yes, yes, she does. God's light shines through you, Mary. And I know this sounds harsh, but you need to just get over yourself and your fears and go and love that woman. And be yourself and go make friends with Joan again, like you do with everyone else you meet.
John, with everything that's happening to her, do you really think she'll be able to hear me?
If you find out how to speak into her pain, if you learn her language, she will hear you, Mary.
Stuff isn't even in English. A program is a collection of subroutines which is collected.
What are you working on, Mikey?
Nothing.
Oh, a text-to-speech converter. Cool.
Yeah, real cool. And it's due on Monday.
What's wrong with you, Mikey?
I don't know. You think you're such a smart grown-up. Why don't you tell me?
What?
I'll see you later.
Mike, wait. Where are you going?
To do research.
Just a minute. Oh. Mary.
Hi, Joan.
Come in.
Thank you. I had so many flashbacks coming up that flight of stairs. Oh. I can't believe it's been almost 15 years since we lived here.
That's right. This was your first home in Coleraine. Mm-hmm. Probably hasn't changed too much.
Well, it's hard to believe, but it hasn't. And this room. How many times did John and I sit in here?
I remember coming over to see you and letting the twins play with Brooke when they were all just learning how to walk.
That feels like yesterday.
I know.
Joan, I am so sorry that I haven't been a good friend to you. That I even told you a couple of months ago I'd be up to see you, and this is the first time I've come.
To be honest with you, I've had so much going on in my life,
I know. All the more reason why I should have been over here.
You're there for my kids. I guess that's enough, isn't it?
I'm sorry if it hurts you. Especially when things happen like they did today at the Mega Mart in Lacona.
No, I mean it. Believe me, it hurts more than anything I could ever have imagined to see hatred in your child's eyes.
Joan.
But I really am grateful that they can turn to you. At least there's someone who can fix my broken little girl.
That someone isn't me, Joan. You know that.
Well, it certainly isn't me.
No, it isn't. It isn't anyone on this earth. There's only one.
Please, Mary, don't go there.
But the only hope that...
I'm really sorry, Mary, but I need to get going.
Joan...
Thanks for stopping by. Very sweet of you. But I have to meet someone.
I didn't mean to
make... No, honestly, Mary, Dr. Kramer's meeting me at the Sunrise Grill to give me some... referrals.
Oh?
Yes, even though he's retired here, he apparently has all kinds of connections from working at a university for so long.
Oh, well, that's wonderful that he can help you. I'm sorry if I've made you late.
No, it's all right. I'll make it. But I have to leave now.
Right. I'll be on my way then.
What a day. Hi, Alice.
What'll it be, kid?
Milkshake. Make it double chocolate.
Coming right up. What's on your mind, hon?
You know anything about computers, Alice?
You're asking me? I stay as far away from them as possible. Why?
School project. Can you believe I have to write a computer program?
Well, isn't that big brother of yours a real computer whiz?
Not you, too.
Alice, something's wrong with this batch of dough, too.
Oh, let me have a look-see.
Maya, what are you doing here?
Our assignment, remember? Strawberry rhubarb pie.
Oh, yeah, honey. You're gonna have to throw this batch away, too, sorry to say.
Ugh, that'll be the seventh time I have to start over.
Well, I told you, the secret to a good and flaky crust is to handle the dough as little as possible. Take a quick break if you want. I've got to run some more tea over to Mrs. Taylor anyway.
Mrs. Taylor? How long's she been sitting there, Maya?
I don't know. I've been too busy messing up pie crust.
I thought my mom went to see her today.
Speaking of mom...
Maya, are you almost ready?
Not even close.
Well, you've been here all day, and I have a cold. I'm tired. Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Where is that waitress?
Coming back. She just filled up Mrs. Taylor's
Joan Taylor. I didn't know she was here. Maya, we'll figure out what to do with you in a minute.
Yoo-hoo, Joan?
Monica, hello.
Mind if I join you for a minute?
What?
Thanks. I came to pick up Maya. She's doing some project here. And Tom was too busy working on the drunk driving awareness campaign for the spring ball, as usual these days. And I'm fighting this miserable cold. And you? Dining alone today?
No, actually, I'm meeting Dr. Kramer for some referrals, since we have no local doctor in Coleraine.
Dr. Kramer? Really? The Morrisons are the only people I've ever seen him with since he moved back here.
Yes, well, he's helping me.
Fabulous. So, it seems you're getting all kinds of help these days.
Excuse me?
Well, you've got Dr. Kramer helping you with the medical search, I'm assuming. And then there's Mary Morrison, taking care of your kids.
Monica, I hardly think
After all, she did take your daughter shopping today. Some quality time, I'm sure. Did I say something I shouldn't have?
No. I saw them.
What? You did?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it bother you that she's trying to steal the love of your
Mary's
children?
Mary's actually being quite sensitive about it all.
And how would you know that?
She came to see me today.
No!
Yes. And Monica, if she's helping my daughter, should I really be angry about it?
Yes!
No. She loves my Rebecca. And even though I don't agree with everything else she says, I do trust her kindness to my little girl.
Let me guess. She started going on and on about God.
It did come up, but I...
But you knew better than to listen to her.
You're right. I didn't listen to her. I've been too caught up in my own struggle right now to hear anyone else.
Joan, what are you talking
about? I let my pain get so loud that I can't even recognize a voice of hope anymore.
Are you feeling all right, Joan?
I don't know.
Well, I'd better go and get Maya. We need to be back tonight. Take care, Joan.
Goodbye, Monica.
Please let this work. The dog ate a bone.
Whoa, what was that?
Leave me alone, all right, Justin? It won't work.
I didn't mean to laugh.
Yeah, well, why don't you go find something else to do? I'm busy.
Mike, how come you won't just ask me for help?
Listen, it's late, and I'm running out of time to get this thing done, so would you just leave me alone?
I think I can help you, though.
How would you know?
Well, I heard you talking to everyone else about it all week, even though you won't talk to me. And I know how to do text conversion programs.
You're too busy in your grown-ups club. I don't even know you.
Whoa. Mikey, I think you're making a bigger deal out of this than you need to.
See? What's wrong with you? You don't even get mad anymore.
Well, you want me to get mad, Mike? Well, fine then. I'm mad. I'm really mad at you because you're too full of yourself to see if there's anyone else around you. Too stuck up to ask me for help when you know that I'm the one who can help you.
You can't act mad just because I told you you weren't.
I'm not acting. You're driving me nuts, Mike. I just wanted to see if I could help you tonight, and you freak out. You've been doing this stuff all week.
You're the one who's driving me nuts!
Why? Because I didn't help you build a fort on Monday? So now you can't stand me, Mike? Is that it?
You know, I've been thinking, why don't you see if Timmy will move in here with me and you can have your own big kid's room? How about that?
What are you talking about?
I have to help Dad with taxes, and I didn't like chess when I was little either. And I have so much to do for high school. Hey, I'm sorry I'm so little and you have to put up with me, all right? I'm sorry if you're stuck with me, your dumb little brother.
Stuck with you? Is that what you think?
Well, isn't it obvious? Dad wants you to do taxes with him, and you're going to the high school next year. You like playing chess, and your little brother comes home and wants to build a fort. I'm so stupid.
No, you're not. The thing is, Mike, you're right. I'm growing up. But so are you.
Not as fast as you are.
I had a head start, but that doesn't mean I don't like being with you. I'm never gonna outgrow you, Mikey. I love you, you know? I mean, you're my brother.
For real?
Well, at least that's what Mom and Dad always told me.
Knock it off, you know what I mean.
Yeah, Mike. I love you. And I even love spending time with you.
Do you love it enough to help me make this text conversion program work?
It's about time. I've wanted to do it for you all week. Move over.
Okay, we've got a lot to do. Look at all these papers I printed out.
Oh, Bo Sharifi. I've heard of this guy. He's a pretty good programmer. So you just have to make this computer program speak out loud, whatever you type in.
Yeah, just that.
All right, well, you know, we could upgrade it so the computer actually responds to simple questions and answers and doesn't just speak what you type.
For real?
Yeah, and we don't want to do a hack job, so we'll take our time with the source code.
Justin.
And then we'll check it over for any possible bugs.
Justin.
Debugging takes the most time in the whole process of coding.
Justin.
Then before we compile it...
Justin!
Yeah?
English, please.
Okay. Well, the first thing we have to do is decide.
Today, Michael was in a real bind. He had that huge project due, and he felt like he had no one to turn to. You heard how he searched all over Coleraine looking for the answers, and the whole time, he was unwilling to ask his brother for help. Well, in the end, Justin stepped in and probably saved the day. I wonder if Mikey will get an A. Brothers are great. But did you know that the Bible talks of a relationship that is even stronger? Proverbs 18, verse 24. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. That verse is talking about God. Trust that He is closer to you at all times than anyone else in this world. Today's episode, Talk to Me, is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. It was written and directed by Beth Culp. Produced by Simon Guevara. Engineered by Steve Odell. Music score by John Campbell. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. And this is Jacob. We'll see you again next time, down Gilead Lane.